From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Scattered fighting continues in Iraq today from the southern city of Basra to the border of Kurdish-controlled territory in the north. The ground assault towards Baghdad has stopped, possibly for weeks, but warplanes continue to pound Republican Guard positions surrounding the Iraqi capital. America's military commander of allied forces warns the toughest fighting in Iraq is still ahead. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Reporters traveling with frontline troops in Iraq have been told it may be 40 days before a ground assault on Baghdad begins. But General Tommy Franks, the leader of U.S. Central Command, insists the war goes on. Franks said at a CENTCOM briefing this morning there has been no operational pause.
Combat operations are continuing. They're continuing in the north, they're continuing in the west, they're continuing in the south, and they're continuing right around Baghdad. It's sometimes air, sometimes ground, sometimes special forces. That's the way we're going to fight this.
Frank says in the last 48 hours, U.S.-led forces have destroyed what he called a terrorist facility in northern Iraq. Airstrikes continue around Baghdad. U.S. officials say those strikes destroyed an army fuel depot and a train carrying Republican Guard tanks. And in the southern city of Basra, British Marines say they captured an Iraqi general and killed a colonel from the Republican Guard. The colonel had apparently been sent to Basra to strengthen the resolve of local troops. In central Iraq, thousands of U.S. troops have been working to clear a route towards Baghdad of Iraqi resistance. Marines there have been questioning civilians, then handing out food packets as a gesture of goodwill. Frank says forces loyal to Saddam Hussein continue to operate around the country and in major cities, but he's confident eventually U.S. forces will be seen as liberators.
Our targets will remain the Iraqi regime, not the Iraqi people. As many of you know, we have in fact placed water and millions of meals and medicines in stock to go to the Iraqi people, and delivery has already begun.
The battle for the hearts and minds of Iraqis is complicated, though, by suicide attacks like one near Najaf yesterday, in which four American soldiers were killed. Earlier today, another attack in Kuwait left some Americans injured. A driver reportedly drove a truck into the soldiers at a U.S.-run military camp. Frank says there's no immediate connection between the attacks, but Iraq's vice president warns there will be more suicide bombings. Frank says American forces will have to be extra careful.
What it means is that that all of our troops will exercise caution, will increase the standoff to civilian vehicles, and the things that I think would be common sense to anyone in order to better protect against this particular kind of threat.
Franks today denied reports saying he'd wanted more firepower before launching the Iraqi war, but that he'd been overruled by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The general says the best military planning assures ultimate success while leaving the possibility of early success. More forces are now on their way to Iraq, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. can afford to take its time. As in the past, Franks refused to offer a timetable, saying one never knows how long a war will take. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.